What's the relationship between the Chinese and North Korea, the real relationship, Charles?
The best descriptor of that comes from the number two commander of the Chinese People's Liberation Army, a guy by the name of General Zhang Gangkai. General Zhang referred to the North Koreans, quote, North Korea is to China as lips are to teeth. North Koreans would not be where they are today with nuclear weapons, ballistic missiles, and cruise missile technology without China. They would not have energy. The Chinese could easily shut off the oil supply. They are the sole supplier of oil and petroleum products to North Korea. That would bring the North Korean army to a standstill, obviously. No gas, you don't go very far. Those kinds of things could easily happen if Beijing decided that they wanted to do that. They're not going to. They've made it very clear in these six-party talks that they will not. The Nodong systems that North Korea currently is sporting, as well as the newer Taipodong variants, which are much longer range and can bring the West Coast under target, the West Coast of the United States.
Even right now?
Oh, yeah. Well, remember, they popped one off in 1998. The Taipodong variant has an interesting story under itself, but the longer-range missile systems such as the Nodong and the Taipodong are actually based on Chinese designs that were given to North Korea. We do know for the fact that the North Korean bomb design is Chinese, and the reason for that is when Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi came clean and said, I don't want WMDs, here's my entire WMD program, let's work.
Assuming he was telling the truth, of course.
Well, he's allowed U.S. inspectors, U.K. inspectors, and U.N. inspectors anywhere in his country without interference. And that's a good point. And he's also turned over some extensive information, such as the blueprints that he purchased from the North Koreans on how to build your own bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Those blueprints are in Chinese. They are originally a Chinese bomb design, originating back in, I believe, the late 1970s. It's an implosion device designed to go on a missile warhead.
What kind of cards, Charles, are the Chinese holding in this game?
China views North Korea, as well as Pakistan and other states they support, as proxies. The Chinese made an intentional decision in the 1990s to allow their proxy states, in particular North Korea and Pakistan, to develop nuclear weapons and encourage them to do so by providing engineering, data, technical support, and in some cases, critical parts, blueprints, and plans. So basically, China views North Korea as a proxy state. They have made it very clear, for example, in recent public pronouncements coming from the official propaganda ministry, that they feel that an ancient Chinese empire once extended as far south as about the current truce line of the DMZ in the Korean Peninsula, which is sort of an indication that if Kim Jong-il should happen to fall, the Chinese might actually come across the border and either prop him up or take over